Welcome to the Eat and Elevate podcast. With I'm your host from coast to coast, coaching and collaborating, doing the most, chewing on topics guaranteed to feed, dedicated, motivated, so you succeed. In spirit, soul, and body, that supersedes all fears and doubts that the devil brings. And we post it weekly to meet your needs.
Thank you for joining me for this episode of Eat and Elevate podcast. I thought it was appropriate for me to tell you what the Eat and Elevate podcast is all about, since I'm, you know, expecting you to listen and would like for you to listen and like for you to share it. I think that would just be appropriate. So in order to tell you about the Eat and Elevate podcast, I first got to tell you a little bit about me. So I hail from that great center of dominance, Brooklyn, New York. But really, what I like to tell people is that I was Brooklyn born, but I'm heaven bound. So I'm just a lady over here who loves God, who loves Jesus, who serves him and tries to allow him to utilize the gifts and talents that he's given me. So I've spent 20 plus years in a field wherein I call it being a bridge. Right. Like helping to connect people with, you know, opportunities and different, you know, opportunities and things of that nature. So I have talked to countless thousands of people over the course of my career. Right. Learning their story, hearing more about them, understanding what it is that they, you know, are trying to do. And then if there's a mutual benefit to the companies, corporations, organizations that I represent, then I connect them. But if in some instances, you know, just in hearing their story, hearing what they, you know, what individuals are trying to do, trying to accomplish, I don't see like the natural connection. Right. But it was something about when I looked at what they sent me in the way of a resume or an email or, you know, a connection request or anything, that something about them kind of stuck out to me. Right. So I was like, let me take this call. Let me reach out to them and see what it is that they're trying to do, because I understand my position and role that the Lord has blessed me to have to be able to do that, you know. And so I tend to say that I, you know, he's kind of made me a little different than most of my peers in this field. So I'll kind of reach out to folks and listen to their story, right? So I call myself being a bridge, right? And so sometimes over the course of my career, I've been, you know, gifted and given the opportunity, all thanks and glory goes to God, to share with people strategies and also even make, you know, soft introductions on behalf of people for opportunities that they wanted to go after. Sometimes they're thinking about, let's say, you know, going one direction based upon their career path that they've had. But then that career path is like, you know, shutting down, like, you know, because of AI, a lot of people's jobs are going to be lost, unfortunately. And so you kind of have to start thinking of ways to, reinvesting yourself or you want to kind of transfer, take those transferable skills that you learned in one field and try to apply them in another field or another industry and that sort of thing. And so that's where I come in. I've been afforded the opportunity to, you know, work for a lot of different organizations and things of that nature, but then just to talk to a lot of different people and get an understanding. And I'm very inquisitive. So I'll provide some strategies and show individuals how to execute on those strategies for their career, right? And so sometimes people will hit this brick wall and they don't know what to do. And or they come out of college, and unfortunately some of the career centers and colleges have been teaching kids really the wrong way of going about things out here in the real world. Like, so when you're in college, it's one thing, but once you get out here in the real world, it's a whole nother ball game. It's almost like those kids who play basketball, like, so they're in these AAU teams, right? And they like a phenom. And then they automatically think that they are going to be that in the NBA, right? So, but you are coming up against grown men who have been doing this for a lot longer than you, who have $1 million coaches and have $1 million trainers and have put millions of dollars into the conditioning of their body so that they can get to this, you know, this end, this, you know, this anticipated end of winning a championship. And so you think because you were dynamic in high school and on an AAU team, then now you can step into the NBA and do those same things. And it's just not so. You need time to develop. You need time to you need to be sitting with someone who can help you with strategies and how to execute these things. So, you know, that's how the Lord has kind of positioned me in the earth to help people get to, you know, to connect first and foremost, to connect them with the Savior. That's number one. You cannot go anywhere. You won't go anywhere well. I should say it that way. Something, you know, because the devil can give you stuff too, but you're not going to go anywhere well. And really, it's only what we do for the kingdom, only what we do for God, that's going to last. All of this stuff that we do here, what might have been well-meaning and great kind of things and nice kind of things, but they all going to fade away, right? It's all temporal. So God tells us, Jesus tells us, don't lay up treasure in earth where it'll rust and decline, right? But lay up your treasures in heaven, that where it will not rust and where it will not decline. So for me, people's lives, people's souls are of utmost value to God. Because he says, I desire that none would perish, but that all would come to repentance and receive eternal life. So on this podcast, you are going to hear me talk about real everyday things that's happening. But you're also going to hear me utilizing the word of God, because that is my primary source. I don't look at the newspaper. I don't look at magazines first. I don't look at nice books with all these great authors first. No, I go to the Creator, Elohim, God, who created all things first, and see what he has to say about the situation. Right. And so this podcast is going to be about that. Like, you know, I'm going to be doing some interviews, talking to other people about their stories, because the power of testimony, one's testimony is so powerful. It can bless and help, you know, many others. That's why God did not create us to be islands unto ourselves, because we're supposed to connect with others, share what has happened in our life of what he's done in our life, so that it could help someone else. And then it could help. And then what they share can then help somebody else. And it keeps going and keeps going and keeps going. So that's one, I should say two aspects of it. We're going to be talking about real issues, but we're going to use the word of God. And then I'm going to be interviewing and talking with others to hear their story and to, you know, for them to share their testimony to bless others. But then also we're going to be talking about something called the Seven Mountain Mantle. And so this whole, I was introduced to this maybe about a couple of years ago through two great men of God, Lance Wall now and Johnny Enlow, and big shout out to them, have been tremendously blessed by the things that they've shared on their podcast and things of that nature. And so, but the Seven Mountain Mantle of Influence, it involves the mountains of influence are arts and entertainment, economy, education, family, government, media, and religion. And so within all of those seven mountains, unfortunately, many kingdom people or many people who follow Jesus Christ are not presently in those mountains of influence. You may have some people are in there, right? We do have some. There's always, God always has a remnant everywhere. But we have not been really utilizing the voice that God has given us to be an influence in those areas. So because of that, you have these two dichotomies. You have light and you have darkness, right? You have good and you have evil. You have God, or you have Jesus, and you have the devil, right? Like, so you have these two, this protagonist and you have an antagonist. Like every movie has a good guy and has a bad guy, you know, and where did they get that from? But from our Father in heaven, the Elohim. And so who creates all things, right? And so if you have a lot of darkness, or let's say wicked people in places of influence, right? Like, so then you have a lot of different things happening in your earth. And so the Bible says it this way: when the righteous are in authority, I believe is what it says, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked rule, the people groan. And so have we all not been groaning? Have we all not been moaning and complaining? You know, when we go to the gas station, we groan. When we go to the supermarket, buying, you know, 5 items costing you like $50, we groan. You know, everything is right now, you know, we're groaning, right? And so we're going to talk about those influences, those mountains of influence, and where you may fit in one in those influences, in those mountains, because it's now time for people who serve and love God to start stepping into those mountains and start, you know, changing, allowing the Lord to use them to bring light in a dark place, right? So we are called to be salt and light. The Bible talks about this in Matthew chapter 5, where it says, you are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? It is then good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men. Then it says, you are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. And it goes on to say, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Not glorify you, not make your name famous, but make your Father in heaven glorify his name. So that is what our responsibility and our, you know, and our duty here on this earth that we're supposed to be doing. We're supposed to be going into, you know, being salt, which what is salt? Salt is a preservative, right? It preserves, like you put that on, it preserves meat. I know when I put it on, say beef, right? I sprinkle a little salt, pepper on some beef, right? And then you see those, that red, that bold red color. If the meat was kind of brownish, you know, it was a little bit of a brown color. If you put salt and pepper on it, boom, it brings it right back, right? It's a preservative. But then it says that we also are the light, right? We're supposed to be the light of the earth. And so what is light? Light brings brightness. So a little pinch of light in darkness, and that room is no longer dark. Just a pinch. It's no longer dark. A little light, not even a whole lot of light. Just a little light will illuminate that room, will make it bright. So that's what we're supposed to be in dark places, right? We're supposed to be that light, but also in places where things are dying. We're supposed to be that preservative, you know, to bring things back to life. And we can only properly do that when we're aligned with our Father in heaven, when we're aligned with Yahweh, when we're aligned with Jesus, and we have a personal relationship with Jesus. So the seven, the going back to the seven mantles, right? Like, so one of the things the Lord says, and this happens to be one of my favorite passages of scripture, says, for I know the thoughts or the plans, and some translation says, that I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. So when you come in relationship with the Lord, right, and you begin to spend time with him, and a lot of times we think that, you know, that is such a difficult, you know, thing to do, right? Like we know how to be in relationship with a lot of things, with a lot of people, right? But we tend to forget how to do that with God. So, but as it relates to the seven mantles, there's a place for you within. First and foremost, get connected to Jesus Christ. Make him Lord and Savior of your life. And then ask him to utilize you to do great things for him, for his namesake, not for your own, but for his namesake. You will be a beneficiary of those things, but it's for his namesake. And so, and then once you do that, you be praying and be very sensitive to him speaking to you about what mountain of influence that he is going to be using you in, whether it be arts and entertainment, whether it be in within your own family. That's a huge one. Whether it be in religion, like, you know, within the religion of faith of in the Lord, or it could be in government. It could be in business. It could be, you know, even through your everyday 9-to-5 job. It doesn't mean that you necessarily have to come out of what you're currently doing for you to be an influence. But then now he's going to show you how you can be light in those dark places, right? And so over here, just to keep it, keep this message not too long, the format is going to be pretty simple. You're going to hear me talk like the way I'm talking now. And then sometimes I'll, like I said, I may have guests come and join me and we talk about different things. I love, to have discourse on different, and we, you know, we may not see the same, the eye to eye on everything, right? The goal here is to, share with you things that I'm, you know, that I'm seeing, that the Lord is showing me, but then also balance that with what the Word of God is saying about it, to give us, you know, clarity and direction, and instruction for what we should be doing, right? And so, that's basically what the Eat and Elevate with Rhonda podcast will be all about. I hope you'll check it out. I hope you'll share it with others. I hope you'll be encouraged by it. I am a huge encourager. I'm a huge, you know, coach. And one of the things I would say is I call it being a tactician. And so what is a tactician? A tactician is one who specializes in the science and art of disposing and maneuvering forces in combat. It also, another definition for a tactician is, it's one who specializes in the art or skill of employing available means to accomplish an end. So like I was saying earlier, and you know, the Lord has positioned me in my everyday life, in my career, doing that all the time with individuals. And so would love to talk to you, any of you as well, if you want to come on the show and talk about, you know, your story and that sort of thing. We'd love to have you. So that's it. That this is what the Eat and Elevate podcast is all about. And so come and join us and listen, and you have a great day. I'm going to end like this with a blessing over your life. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord shine his face upon you. May the Lord lift up his countenance towards you and give you his peace, his shalom. Nothing missing, nothing broken. God bless.
Until next time, thank you for hanging out and listening to the Eat and Elevate with Rhonda podcast.